Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, December the 22nd of 2022. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it's great to be with you tonight. And if you missed the show last night, we talked about how do you biblically properly close out the old year. Tonight, I'll end up talking to you about how do I open up properly the new year? How do I open up the new year? Because in a few days here, on Sunday, we launch into a brand new year, 2023. A book that hasn't yet been written. The book 2022, that chapter is about to be shut forever. And I'm not saying it was a bad year. There were good things that happened. But all things considered, the year is basically over. Ooh, what happened? The year flew by. I mean, you know, winter. Well, by then we had, you know, spring. Summer flew. I wish it didn't. Fall went by rather quick. Christmas, that still went by a little faster than I would have liked it to. All things considered, the year flew by. And something I've noticed is the further along in time we've went, seems to me like the faster it feels like time is going by. And it's just a wild thing to me. I mean, many people notice it, but to most of us, to so many of us, it's just interesting how it goes, you know, so quick. And we might not know why, but we might just know that is how it goes. And as for why, I don't know as to why it to go this certain way. Don't know why, but I know that it does. Speaking of Christmas music, so imagine you have a radio station that starts Christmas music on November 1st, literally. And then plays it through the 26th. But then at the start of the 27th, it stops playing. That's what happened. Another station that started playing on like the 6th or 7th, they're still doing it for at least one more day, thankfully. And I have to say, you know, I always love the sounds of the season when it's around Christmas time. And let me tell you folks something that might be a surprise to some of you. We are in the 12 days of Christmas right now. I'll say it again. We are in the 12 days of Christmas right now. You start with day one, December 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th. And then and so, that being said, for people who say Christmas is now over, take it down, turn off your Christmas music, no. I mean, I won't sing it anymore on my show, starting with tonight, but... You know, you do it. You do. I do it. I do. I mean, in Target, they still had gingerbread houses for sale. Did they have the kits that you can make? Did they have the kits to make the cookies? What did you say? I thought you... What were the gingerbread houses? You said they had gingerbread houses. What were they? The ones you what? So what are those, like to eat the cookies? Do you still get to eat the cookies? You personally what? Why wouldn't you eat the cookies? I mean, I feel like it could be cool. What? So you won't have gingerbread flavored stuff either. That's going on Ask Midland because I'm curious. Because honestly, listeners, I still got a thing of eggnog in the fridge that I just started. And, you know, I love me some eggnog, some good Christmas cookies, Christmas ham. Hey, I had a thought. Does anyone ever freeze part of a Christmas ham?
I can tell you that Drew's mom still has a good piece of ham because she couldn't get it 100% thawed. So she would cut off little slices and heat them up that way. So she still got half of a Christmas ham.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Because I didn't have one of those yet, and it's still here. The way I see it, it's a season that kind of started with Black Friday. I think part of what it is just like how I like the idea of extended summer, I also like extended Christmas. You know what I mean? Like what starts early, goes a little bit. Like really, it's just Black Friday because I refer to even December 1st as being part of Christmas. Those who work in that field, like your dad does, some of them do, don't they? You know what I mean? Like they'll even say that December 1st is actually part of Christmas. You know what I mean? And I have myself for years. I have. And here's a good way to be, to show that you're a Grinch. Like if you're a mom. Here's a show that you might be a Grinch. Maybe you decide to mix half regular in December. You decide between December 1st and 25th, which from Black Friday and the 24th. Maybe you decide to play half regular music and half Christmas music. Remember when the mom did that?
Yep, it took them forever to be able to play Christmas music.
Why did it take them forever to go back to 24/7 Christmas?
I think because a lot of people now in this world believe that Christmas music is for the week of Christmas and only Christmas.
But the thing is, though, is that's how it used to be, but then it drifted away from that. It drifted away from that. Because now you have these stations that do 24/7 Christmas. Including one that was close to making it to 60 days. And a lot of your big mall companies, they will have started playing it in like, you know, early to mid November, and it'll go right through to like the 26th or something. Or, you know, depending on the mall, different malls will have different curated Christmas music lists. And one station I liked the couple of years I heard it was the Hallmark Christmas channel on satellite radio. Have you had heard of that channel before?
I have not.
But I have before, and I thought it was pretty neat stuff when I heard it. And I wish instead of getting a full subscription, you could just buy the channel. Because, you know, for during the, you know, the season. And so, anyhow, hope you're looking forward to opening up the new year. And speaking of New Year's, there's this one Christmas song that I like. It's a novelty one. It's called Kung Fu Buckaroo Kung Pao Buckaroo Holiday. And near the end of it, they bleep off the word new, jokingly. You know why? And their joke is, you can't say new because you might offend the old folks. Isn't that hilarious?
It is quite hilarious.
You know what song I'm talking about, right? Because haven't you heard it before over the years?
I actually have not heard of it.
But at the time, it came out near a time when there was this thing going on in this country where for like a year or two, you would go into a store like where you want to go, Walmart, Target, Meijer, somewhere else. And they would not say Merry Christmas. Until finally near the end of the season, they started doing it. Lowe's even called them holiday trees. It was 2005, in fact. What had happened was the year before, like 2 days before Christmas, 3 days before Christmas, the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, honestly, I don't get what they even do. They're not cool. They had came out and said that we should not say Merry Christmas. And then instead it was like, you should say Happy Holidays if you're going to say that. Like, they were basically saying that Happy Holidays is more inclusive. And then, but then later on, you know, luckily that changed in Lowe's and other places, you know, they apologized for what they had done because, you know, so they kind of poked fun at it and they would, well, why can't we say Christmas? And, and then they were saying silly things like, you know, how about we sing Little Silent Night? How about we sing Little Drummer Boy? And then the guy says, can't say drummer because that'll offend real musicians. That's pretty, you know, it's funny but ridiculous at the same time. Don't you agree?
That it is, because even though I personally did not play the drums, I'm not offended as a musician myself.
It's a joke, though. But I mean that thing of that whole song, though, it's like more or less a joke. That's what I was pointing at.
Right. Someone everywhere is always going to end up being offended by the littlest of things.
And that's kind of what they were making a point of, you know? And they were like, and they were kind of joking about it and stuff. You know, that's what I mean. Like, they were like, you know, why don't we sing Silent Night? Nope, friends. Those were hard of hearing and afraid of the dark. And, like, you know, joking like that. And I thought it was one of the funnier Christmas songs that I had heard. And it was from one of these country artists. And, like, you know, you can't let every little thing offend you. But at the same time, don't go after my Christ. Don't go after, you know, my Jesus. You know, when I say around Christmas, when I say Merry Christmas, you're proclaiming, you know, Christ Mass. And that is what's about. I always think it's wild when you say Merry Christmas and then someone gives you a dirty look. Have you ever had that happen before?
Yes, I have.
Like, well, you're like, well, Merry Christmas, and then they go, huh? You know? It's one thing, you know, if it's not Christmas time and they do the Merry Christmas thing when they hand you something being sarcastic, you know? And you're like, what? Because I remember one time my brother did that to me when he was handing me a soda when we were both teenagers. And I was like that little, what? You know? Like, thinking in my mind, it's not Christmas. It's June. School just ended. Because it was like the end of school. Which basically, in my mind, when it's like near the last day of school, I mean, in a way it feels like Christmas because you get to, you know, you get to start something. But in another way, because it's like June 8th, June 9th, that's about as far from Christmas as you're going to get. Does that make sense? It's about as far from Christmas as you're going to get. About as far from it as you're going to get. I mean, either way. Because in the other sense, it's not like near 25th, so it's like it's not in mind. And so, like, but nonetheless, it's not called Christmas for some measly reason. Christ Mass. Same thing with New Year's. Why is it called New Year's? It's the start of a new year. It's not called Old Year's. If there was a day, Old Year's Day, I wonder when it would be.
December 31st.
It, and that's what it would be instead of New Year's Eve. Instead of New Year's Eve, it would then be Old Year's Day. You know, but obviously it's called New, meaning, you know, the start of a new year. Because when you start a new year, it's a new lease on life. And so just something to think about there. All right, I want to real quick remind you, go online to PayPal in order to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. And whenever you sow your seed, it helps keep us going. The website is paypal.com. In the search bar, type in Rivers Shupla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. Last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind there's a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing I want you to keep in mind is that the first R in Rivers and the S in Shukla, both of those capitalized. Please make a note of that. And then the verse I want to sow into your life is where it says, therefore, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. That's what it's according to. Not according to all this other stuff that you might think. All right, so now I want to sing a couple songs and then get into the word of the Lord. And discuss, how do I open up a new year properly? How do I open one? Because we talked about closing one. How do we open a new one? So, nothing can separate, even if I ran away, your love never fails. I know I still make mistakes, but you have your mercy for me every day. Your love never fails. You stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. Oh. Wind is strong and the water's deep. I'm not alone here in these open seas. Your love never fails. Oh. The castle is far too wide, and I never thought I'd reach the other side. Your love never fails. Oh. You stay the same through the ages. Love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. Your love never fails. You make all things work together for my good. make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You stayed the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails, never fails. Your love never fails. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. Yes, you do. Taken me from the miry clay, and you set my feet upon the rock. Now I know I love you, I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. Jesus, you're the lover of my soul. Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay. You set my feet upon a rock. Now I know I love you, I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. I love you, I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you unto the very end. 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 There's nothing worth more that would ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. Oh. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Oh, in your presence, Lord. Oh, I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence. Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We love you tonight. We honor you tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for what you are to us, who you are to us, for what you're doing in each and every one of us, in each and every one of our hearts, that you're meeting us all right where we are. You know us by name. You call us by name. Thank you, Master, for what you're doing in each and every one of us, and that you are showing us who you are. Thank you, Master, for what it is that you're doing in each one of us, as you know what we need. Thank you that you bless those who tuned in tonight, that they would be ready to receive your word and to put your word into practice. Thank you that you use me to deliver this word. Thank you, Master, for that. In Jesus' name. Thank you. You're meeting their needs tonight. You know what they need. Some need healing in their bodies. Some need healing in their marriages. Some need strength. Thank you that you're meeting every one of those needs that these people have tonight. You know what they need when we don't know what they need. And I thank you that you're meeting the needs in your name. Now I'll make my confession over this program. Say that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come to this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Turn with me to Numbers 19. Praise God. No, 20. We'll just see what God has for us tonight. Yes. And I want to encourage you, be a part. Don't just sit there and watch as we study. Open. Study. With us. Going to begin with verse 1 of Numbers 20. In the first month, the whole Israelite community arrived at the desert of Zin. They stayed at Kadesh. There, Miriam died and was buried. Now there was no water for the community. The people gathered in opposition to Moses and Aaron. They quarreled with Moses and said, "If only we had died when our brothers fell dead before the Lord. Why did you bring the Lord's community into this desert that we and our livestock should die here? Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to this terrible place? It has no grain or nor figs, no grapevines or pomegranates, and there is no water to drink." Moses and Aaron went from the assembly to the entrance of the tent of meeting and fell face down, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them. And the Lord said to Moses, "Take the staff, you and your brother Aaron, gather the assembly together, speak to that rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water. It will bring water out of the rock and the community so that they and their livestock can drink." Moses took the staff from the Lord's presence, just as he commanded him. He and Aaron gathered the assembly together in front of the rock. And Moses said to them, "Listen, you rebels, must we bring you water out of this rock?" Then Moses raised his arm and he struck the rock twice with his rod, and water gushed out, and the community and their livestock drank. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not trust in me and dishonored me as holy in the sight of Israel, you will not bring this community into the land that I give them." These were the waters of Meribah, where the Israelites quarreled with the Lord and where he showed himself holy among them. Moses sent messengers from Kadesh to the king of Edom, saying, "This is what your brother Israel says. You know about all of the hardships that have come upon us. Our forefathers went down into Egypt, and we lived there many years. And the Egyptians mistreated us and our fathers. But when we cried out to the Lord, he heard our cry and sent an angel and brought us out of Egypt. Now we are here at Kadesh, a town on the edge of our territory. Please let us pass through our country, your country, I mean. We will not go through any field or vineyard or drink water from any well. We will travel along the king's highway and not turn to the right or to the left until we have passed through your territory." Edom answered, "You may not pass through here. If you try, we will march out and attack you with the sword." The Israelites replied, "We will go along the main road. If we or our livestock drink any of your water, we will pay for it. We only want to pass through on foot, nothing else. Again, they answered, you may not pass through. Edom came out against them with a large and powerful army. Since Edom refused to let them go through their territory, Israel turned away from them. The whole Israelite community sent out from Kadesh and came to Mount Hor. At Mount Hor, near the border of Edom, the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, Aaron will be gathered by his people. He will not enter the land I give the Israelites, because both of you rebelled against my command at the waters of Meribah. Get Aaron and his son Eleazar, take them up to Mount Hor. Remove Aaron's garments and put them on his son Eleazar, for Aaron will be gathered by his people. He will die there. Moses did as the Lord commanded. They went up to Mount Hor, the site of the whole community. Moses removed Aaron's garments and put them on his son Eleazar. Aaron died there on top of the mountain. Moses and Eleazar came down from the mountain, and when the whole community learned that Aaron had died, the entire house of Israel mourned for him 30 days. So, you see here, Moses was given instruction. He was told by God, speak to the rock. Speak to the rock. Specifically, speak. He struck it. Because of what he did, he was told, you won't be the one that leads my people out of here, out of this desert. It won't be you. All because he struck a rock and didn't speak to it like God said. Imagine something with such impact that because you did that certain thing, that was your punishment, that you would no longer be the leader. On Sunday, we start a new year, and people everywhere in so many different places, you know, the ball will drop in New York City. The bell will ring in this other city in another country. Fireworks will go off in another place, in like Australia and other places, you know, different ways that they ring in the new year. And there's, I'm reading this text. Sorry about that, folks. Sorry, I didn't mean to mute my mic, but I was just had a notification. And so it was a text message regarding, you know, something that I'm supposed to do for the end of the show. I'm going to make sure not to say that out loud anymore, you know, when I do that, like, and I just get quiet, you know, and try to do two things at once. Yeah. Okay. But nonetheless, oh, where was I? Oh, yeah. So in these, you know, different places, they'll be ringing in the new year, you know, and because Sunday, January 1st, is the start of a new year. And they'll be ringing in the new year. And I don't want us to just be, you know, galloping along into the new year with, you know, not having closed it properly or opening it properly. There's multiple ways that we open up the new year properly. One thing you do is talk to God. Pray to God. Ask him what, you know, for, you know, guidance for the year. Another thing you do is you can put down, write fresh commitments to God. You know, ones like, you know, I'm going to be more spiritual. I'm going to read my Bible more. I'm going to do better at church attendance than what I've ever done before. I'll be a better giver, you know, if I, you know. And those are great things to put down. But it's a time to evaluate yourself. Be like, how am I? Am I disciplined? What I mean by that is, I mean, do I have it in me to make sure that I get to church? Or do I have other things in the way that distract me? And we just have to look at ourselves. And you know what's a great thing to declare at the start of every year? Is to declare, this year will be the year of the favor of the Lord. When I think of 2023, I think of a year of more. Part of that means, you know, more blessing, more deliverance, more freedom, more healing, more revival, more, not less, more. And I'm believing God that it'll be a lot more. Not just more, meaning like, oh, it's just a smidgen more. You know, maybe it's like, you know, 1% more than last year. 3% more. No, a lot more. I'm believing it's going to be a year of more. But, so what you can do, honestly, write down a list. What do you want God to do for you? Obviously, you know, not everything you put on the list of what you want for yourself to happen has to be spiritual. Even if it's about a vacation that you want to take, you know, give it before God. Pray about these things, including even that vacation, if you want it. And you trust in God. And by faith, you'll be able to go on that vacation or start that business or whatever it is that you have, those things that you're thinking about. And and so what, and whatever it is that you're believing him for. And of course, God's the God of more than enough. He's not the god of just enough. He's not the god of just a little either. Nope, more than enough. And I know that he's going to do it. He's going to do it. And I believe it. And I receive it. I strongly believe it and receive it. Whether you do or not, it's up to you. Also, you pray, you know, for the new year. This is the time you pray about what God might have you put on that list. And maybe in your prayer and examination, you might find out, maybe, well, my attitude's not so good. My church attendance is lousy. This and that. No, I'm not saying that's how I am. Just saying as an example. I'd be like, well, turns out I'm real prideful. So I need to work on not being prideful. And you know something about pride? It's like bad breath. Everybody knows you have it but you. I said it. Everybody knows that you have it but you. Everyone. I mean, everyone that knows you, they know you got it, but not you. You can, but God can help you. And there's a verse that comes to my mind about starting a new year where in the Bible it says, well, God said, behold, therefore, I will do a new thing like has never been done before. A new thing, meaning like he hasn't done it before. And 2023 has never happened before. Doesn't start till Sunday. And another way you can start the new year, fasting and prayer. I'm not saying you give up everything for 30 days and go on a fast and do nothing but drink water, 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 water. Nope. But you fast pleasant bread. Maybe some things that might be pleasant to you. Maybe could be TV. Maybe could be, you know, different things that you might fast. Different things that you might really, really, really enjoy. And Jesus said in the Bible, where the disciples ask him, Lord, why couldn't we just cast that demon out? And then he says about this certain kind of demon, this kind can come out only by prayer and fasting. So it's a mean of putting the flesh under, putting the flesh at bay, and basically saying, flesh, you're not going to sit there, you're not going to control me all through this year, all through this new year. Amen. So that's something to put to thought. Yes, it is. And if it's something you want to do, do it. And those fresh commitments, you know, that's important. It's a great thing that we do. I'm starting to think of things that I'm going to put on there. I haven't decided yet what those things are going to be, but I'm starting to talk to God about them. So, praise God. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time in your word tonight. Pray that we'll do these things. We'll put these things into practice. And we're going to start the new year off right, the way you would want us to start a new year. And not just haggle our way into the new year, wandering like a lost army who doesn't know where they're going. No, we're better than that. We'll trust you because we know that you, Lord, are on our side. And you, Lord God, are going to help us. You're going to help us. And I put my hope in you because I know that you're going to do what you said, your word. In Jesus' name. And now I want to remind you of something. Tomorrow we have a special guest who is, her name is Maddie. She's University of Michigan, down in Ann Arbor, someone I know. I'm going to ask her some questions, spread the word. And it's going to be fun. And I'm excited to have her on the show with us tomorrow night. It's going to be great. And until tomorrow night, God first and God always. So long, everybody.